You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, I am glad to be back, and I addressed this at the beginning of the show before the roundtable. You can always go back on the podcast or use the Odyssey Rewind function or check out the X, formerly Twitter feed, but I ended up having to take a little bit of a leave of absence because of some mental health issues. And Sue, I know you and Fred and the team have been filling the gaps here, and I'll talk about it a little bit more when I'm a little bit more settled. And,
that's fair.
And I'm not, by the way, I'm not completely out of the woods, but it got pretty bad. And what I said earlier, you know, it's weird for people who don't have any experience with, and this is anxiety that kind of morphed into depression, and it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
And I have professionals and, you know, a team of professionals now that have been helping me. And I went through a lot of this in 2013 and never had a problem until I get back from Greece. And I'll never know exactly what happened. But as soon as I got back with those awesome listeners,
yeah,
I talked to one of my friends, Barb, who was on the trip. Barb and Ed were fantastic. They were the ones
that
were celebrating.
I know you really liked them.
And she's like
so
this
funny,
positive spirit. So what I did in the last few weeks is I reached out. You'd be proud of me. I reached out to the positive people in my life, all right? And it's not too hard to get more positive than me, but like I call Kenny Wallace. I'm like,
yeah,
Kenny, brother, here's where I am. And I wasn't afraid to talk about the depths of my darkness that were kind of surrounding me. But I've been waiting to kind of feel like I was ready to come back. And, you know, I felt like today would be a good day because of the roundtable, and it's a little bit lighter and easier. So far, so good. But it's a hell of a thing when people go through this. And, you know, now I've had two times in my life. I will tell you candidly, if you're power ranking life crises, right?
Yeah.
Divorce, I went through a divorce. That would be at the top of the list. When I went through this 10 years ago, 12 years ago, that would be at the top of the list. This may have taken
exceeded.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Because I never miss this much work. I mean, I've been gone, as you know, I've been gone for about a month. And even leading up to the period where I took several weeks off, I was gone for a couple, you know, like around Juneteenth, I had that Friday off and we had the holiday. But I took that whole week off because I was struggling that week. And then I kept trying to come back and wasn't working very well. You knew, because at the time I would end the show, I'm like, it was torture. That's all I can say. And sometimes this mental illness stuff, it's just torture. And it's very difficult to explain to people who have not gone through it. But here's what's amazing. And one of the things that sort of lifts my spirits, and when we have maybe a deeper conversation, maybe we'll take some calls on this next week. It is stunning to me, not as stunning as it used to be, because I've been telling this story for a while, how many people can relate. Maybe they can't relate personally that they've gone through something, but they know a family member. They have a son, they have a daughter, they have a mother, a father, brother, sister, or a friend. So it is not uncommon, and I haven't felt alone because I've had a lot of support. A lot of the listeners have checked in. I was being a little cryptic just because it's not fun to talk about, especially when I'm in, you know, the cloud that was hanging over me. But I've been working on trying to get back, and today was a good day, and so far, so good.
Well, I have to tell you, our feed is just full of people saying, please tell him, welcome back, welcome back. We've been praying for you. We love you. We support you.
Well, thank you to the listeners. And I've heard from a lot of folks. And again, when I've answered, I've tried not to be cryptic. In some cases, I've said, well, a bit of a health issue. But in most circumstances, I said, mental health issue. And, you know, I know there's probably people out there because I used to be one of these guys 30 years ago. I remember thinking about things when I would hear people suffering from mental health. I'll use postpartum depression as an example. I'm like, what is that postpartum depression? That's a bunch of made up nonsense. No, it is not. So as a young, very naive, ignorant person, I had, you know, no sense of what mental illness was potentially all about. I'd experienced anxiety my whole life, and a lot of us experience that. But it's the degree to which this ramped up, which was unprecedented, unfortunately.
Well, it will make you more compassionate toward anybody when you go through something.
Well, and you know, somebody kind of challenged me earlier this year when we were talking about Simone Biles, because we were talking about the Riley Gaines stuff, and they were calling me out as someone who was not empathetic to her situation, and it's exactly the opposite. I was so empathetic to her because I knew how serious that must have been for an Olympic athlete of that caliber to say, I'm coming off the, you know, the exercises because I could hurt myself. The brain is a very powerful thing. And with anxiety in particular, it's the fear of the fear.
Right.
It's right. Not, so anyway, enough about that. I'll talk about more. I'm not leaving enough time for my friend David Strom from hotair.com. We love David as a contributor. He's written about some really interesting topics here, even in the last couple weeks. I kept reading even though I was on leave. How are you, David, this afternoon?
I'm doing great. Can you give me 2 minutes to share my own mental health?
Absolutely, I will.
Because I understand perfectly, and I very much appreciate your willingness to talk about this. I mean, for me, it's every 7 to 8 years. There's an actual cycle that I go through. And, you know, where it just hits. And it sounds like for you, it's about 13 years, but there's some sort of physical thing going on. I don't think that the doctors really understand it. They're sort of fumbling around.
I would agree with that. I've confused my doctors, that's for sure.
it's black magic. If you've ever dealt with a psychiatrist, you will know that what they do is they've got like all these tools in their toolbox and then they start throwing them at you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And sometimes you got to see which tools work. And I had a couple of tools that were working for, you know, those 12 years. And then I literally the second day back from the trip to Greece that I took, I was off and I knew it right away and I was disoriented and things got worse from there. But let's talk about some things that are kind of interesting here. You wrote about Mayor Pete, and I pulled some audio from one of the embedded clips that you had on hotair.com, because Mayor Pete, who is gay, of course, has, you know, kind of reiterated his sympathy, if you will, for parents who have concerns about fairness with the inclusion of trans girls in girls' sports. It's kind of one of those common sense issues. However, as you know, David, you got people out there reacting this way.
Not Pete Buttigieg. You too. And maybe I'm saying your name wrong, but everyone knows what I'm talking about. What the f***? And I know we shouldn't be surprised. Like, he's a white, cis, gay man. And we all know the theme of the good gay, right? We always are sacrificing in movements that are social justice based, like civil rights based. We're always sacrificing the most vulnerable.
Hi, Pete Buttigieg. I know you're watching this video. Why did you say that? Who are you expecting to want to vote for you by saying that? I don't really understand.
Well, maybe 90% of Americans, they wouldn't necessarily vote for him on other issues, but on that issue, they would.
Democrats think that the way to win the next election is by selling out trans people. This is Pete Buttigieg. He's a gay man, and he's the former transportation secretary, and he was mayor of a small town, ran for president, and now all of a sudden he's betraying his community because he thinks that questioning the fairness of allowing trans women in sports is going to give him a better shot at becoming president of the United States in 2028.
Pete Buttigieg did an interview where he said that the issue of trans athletes was a complicated one. And people are obviously rightfully calling him out because that's not true. And it's also transphobic.
So it's transphobic, of course. I knew that had to be in there. But it is really stunning how completely out of touch they are, those people in those clips, David Strom. And, you know, maybe there's a chance. I don't know. Maybe there's a chance because I have gay friends who are outraged by biological boys playing in women's sports. Maybe there's a chance he kind of really believes that. He's not just saying it to run for president, which he probably is. Well, but, you know, there are gay people that feel that they're kind of in a lonely camp that agree with the rest of us, but they don't want to say anything. And Mayor Pete says something, and now he's paying for it with the fringe.
Well, what Mayor Pete is doing is he's straddling, because he also says that, you know, well, boys should be able to play in women's sports. We should just be sympathetic to the parents who don't like it. So, you know, he's basically trying to I've been watching Mayor Pete because I have Democrat friends who are centrists who really like Mayor Pete. They find him very comfortable because he strikes that sort of nerdy, technocratic, on the one hand, on the other hand, kind of vibe that they like. They want that. They don't want the culture war. And what Mayor Pete is doing is he's trying to suggest that he's not taking sides in the culture war, or even imply he's on the 80% of the 80-20 issue. But then when you drill down, he's still sticking with the T in the LGBT. And I think it all has to do with the lane. He's number two right now. Gavin Newsom is number one. He's number two in the polls for the Democrats. Gavin Newsom kind of played into this lane and found that it wasn't comfortable for him. You may remember that when he started out with his podcast and he said similar things, and, you know, he took the heat and he moved back away from it. Mayor Pete is staking out this lane for the older boomer non-leftist sort of old liberals who just want to get past the culture war. They don't want to talk about trans kids. And I think this is what in legislatures they call comfort language. Mm-hmm. It means nothing, but it makes people feel a little warmer and fuzzier.
That's probably a pretty fair assessment of that situation, but I cannot see, you know, and I know they have to play to whatever this small fringe is. The Republicans have to do it sometimes as well, but I can't see the Democrat nominee for president in 2028 being all pro-trans and that working for them.
Well, those are two different things, whether they'll be that way and whether it works for them. I mean, you're right that it doesn't work for them. The problem is that you know, that what they need, and I'm not saying in terms of policy, but they need a Trump analog in the sense that they're willing to shake up the party in a very fundamental way.
I think Rahm Emanuel's that guy, but he's pretty establishment, so can he get out of it? But he's the guy that I would watch in all this because he's a common sense guy. He's certainly sharp politically. He's smart. And he's tried, I think, to maybe create some opportunities. But again, if that's, you know, primaries are different. You know that. Same thing with the Republicans. Yeah. You're not going to maybe have the best or the qualified person that comes out of it because they won't be someone who appeals to the fringy voters who come out in the primary. I want you to talk about this situation, though, that you wrote about from Baltimore. There was video that we talked about this case when it happened a while back. There were a couple of people who were elderly, 73 and 84-year-old, in front of a clinic that were pro-life. They were praying. This guy comes by and they get into it. Patrick Bryce is his name. And he just knocks this 84-year-old dude onto the ground. One of them is blinded in one eye. And what happens in the end here with so-called justice is this judge in Baltimore City does what, David Strom?
Well, basically, she lets him go. She gives him 1 year home detainment. And probation, I think, for 3 years or something like that. I mean, this is a 29-year-old man who confronted them. He went there to confront them. he got angry and he just beat the, you know, the excrement out of that.
It was horrific.
He gave one a concussion, knocked him out, gave him a concussion. The other one, he broke his orbital bone, permanently injured him, blinded him in one eye. And the judge said, well, you know, he just snapped and he needs anger management.
It's really unbelievable if you haven't seen the video. I mean, Fox has been replaying it quite a bit today, and I remember seeing the original video. Sue, do you remember this case? Have you seen it?
No.
I mean, the guy walks by these two people, and then he just wails on them. One goes to the ground. You even made this point. This is interesting in how we get this backwards a lot. In New York, David Strom, Daniel Penny can save a subway carload of passengers from a madman threatening to kill them all, and he's the one that gets charged. So we get this in these big cities completely opposite of where they should be.
You really are in this position, and it all goes back to critical theory and intersectional justice. They define, who is the oppressor and who is the oppressed, not by what people do, but who they are in terms of characteristics, their race, gender, sexuality. You know, I mean, we all know this by now that, you know, if you walk into a room filled with liberals, what you really want to be is a transgender black person, you know, who, wears a doggy mask and, you know, I mean, you can just
checks off all the boxes. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, it is now at the point where, you know, it used to be just sort of male and female, gay and straight. But, I mean, we don't know what a male and a female is anymore, right? And so, there's just all these inventions, and there's a race to fit into some box. And if you fit in that box, the liberal establishment will open every door for you and forgive every sin.
What do you think? I don't know if you've written about this. The topic I did not bring up in the roundtable is the gerrymandering and what's happening in Texas. And we have a situation here in Missouri, which is similar. We don't have Democrats fleeing the state like they are in Texas, but they're going to try to redraw these maps again. We have a supermajority of Republicans. Mike Kehoe, the governor, I believe, has heard from President Trump on this. President Trump is trying to obviously strongly encourage this in Texas. I have mixed feelings only because, you know, I don't think we should redraw congressional lines every 2 years. But on the other hand, and if you look at the maps in California and in Illinois in particular, the way they carved this out, I hate to do the what about, but this is exactly what the Democrats do. They've probably done it in Minnesota where you are.
Oh, absolutely. Although in Minnesota, we have a fake independent commission, because, of course, our entire judiciary is appointed by Democrats. And so they hand it over to Democrats. Democrat judges who have entire bureaucracies appointed by Democrats to do it. But, I mean, we're at the absurd level where Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey, gets up. She's outraged about gerrymandering. And she says, we're going to have to do this in our state. Well, there are no Republicans representing Massachusetts in Congress. Not a one. You know, Illinois is one of the most gerrymandered states in the nation. You start going down the list, and Democrats have done precisely this many times in the past, where they get control of a state and they just redraw the lines.
That's why it's so funny to see J.B. Pritzker, and I'm looking at a map of Illinois right now, which goes from right here across the river in East St. Louis, and it's a district that cuts right through sort of the middle of the state, all the way up through Champaign and Springfield and Decatur. You know, it looks like the path of a tornado or something like that. It's the weirdest shaped district that maybe you'll ever see in the country, but that's what they did to ensure that it was a blue district and not competitive with Republicans.
Yeah, and Jerry Nadler's district, you should take a look at that. I mean, there are all these districts out there that look like Rorschach tests. You know, the funniest thing to me about these Texas Democrats flying to Illinois is not just that it's one of the most gerrymandered states, that's sort of typical, but that they went there in particular because J.B. Pritzker owns, you know, luxury hotels, and they're getting a free vacation from J.B. Pritzker. That's why they're there. I mean, they didn't go, you know, it's not like they went to some, you know, state where they couldn't get wined and dined. I mean, it's just.
Yeah, and I didn't know that. That's very interesting. That is an interesting angle. David Strom, I got to wrap it here, but you're always great. I love to have you on. Thank you so much. Great work at hotair.com. And I appreciate you sharing your mental health struggles as well. Appreciate it.
You have a good one.
All right. Take care, David. Thank you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm a little rusty here at Reading Directions, and we have Tim Sommer coming up, who's our great friend, music journalist, former record executive, was there at the beginning of the infancy of MTV. And Tim and I have become friends, personal friends, and I guess he wasn't technically set up until after the bottom of the hour. But I wanted to do something really short here before we get into some other things, including Ozzy Osbourne's death. So, Mr. Sommer, I think we have you on the line. How are you this afternoon, Tim? How's it going?
I'm doing wonderfully, and it is wonderful to hear you back on the radio. And I just want to say very quickly, thank you for your courage, because you know what? Depression thrives in the darkness and begins to die in the light. And I guarantee you, Mark, somewhere out there, someone listening to the show is going to have their lives changed today because they heard your courage, and thank you.
Well, and Sue, you should know that That's Tim nice. And I, we communicate, you know, I've often wondered if we'll ever meet in person, Tim, because we've become pretty good friends. I'm not saying we're
right.
BFFs, for, you know, but we've become pretty close, and we have conversations off the air, and you're a great spiritual guru, so I appreciate the conversations we've had over the past few weeks. But let me talk about this just musically. I thought this was interesting, and I'm not a big music festival guy because there's lots of people and sweat and dirt and everything. But I know how big Lollapalooza is, and I love it when artists get rather creative. And Sabrina Carpenter is someone that my daughter listens to, and I kind of like this song, Espresso, but she's obviously hitting a much younger demo. But she has this idea, hey, what if on the stage at Lollapalooza, we call up Phil Bailey and the rest of Earth, Wind & Fire, and we do this during our set?
I just thought it would be really, really fun if I could bring out some friends for you guys and like... And we could just let loose, right? We could just groove. So I thought, why not bring out my friends from Chicago? Give it up for Earth, Wind, and Fire, everybody!
I mean, that just kind of gives me chills,
That's
and I've seen
awesome.
The video. So what happened here, just as some background, they had less than 24 hours. Sabrina Carpenter's team comes up with the idea. They get them to Chicago for a quick rehearsal. Phil Bailey actually says it was a little sketchy.
Wow.
He was a little worried. But then when they went on stage, it was just artist perfection. They did that and... How we do love is free. So they did September as well. And Tim, I just love stuff like that. I don't know how many of those Sabrina Carpenter fans even knew who Earth, Wind & Fire really were, but they had to know some of those big songs, and it was a great collaboration, wasn't it?
Everyone listening to this should go and watch the video, because the video is wonderful for so many reasons. First of all, Earth, Wind, and Fire sound fantastic. They sound like the pros they are. They've been doing this for over half a century, well over half a century, and they have their act together. But I think just as importantly, more importantly, Sabrina Carpenter gives them the room to take the stage. She respects them. She respects the office. And so few artists, younger artists, do that. So few artists realize, I'm going to pay homage right now to the people that I love, and I'm going to step aside and give them the spotlight. And I thought that was amazing.
I thought it was, too. It was very unique. And I guess the idea must have come to her and her team relatively late. But they it's so funny because we used to do this thing, and some of my listeners will remember, we did the KMOX holiday radio show for years, Tim. There was a guy over at KMOX, Kevin Colleen, who would write this old-time radio play,
yes.
right? And we would do it in a live studio, the Sheldon Theater, which is great. We did it at Webster as well. But what I remember about that in particular is everyone would wonder what their parts were going to be. We'd get the scripts on like the Thursday or Friday before, you know, we were going to execute this. And then we had a rehearsal on Monday. Monday morning was the rehearsal. And then Monday night was the actual radio play. Anyone who participated in the KMOX Holiday Radio Show will tell you that the rehearsals were disastrous. We would sit there, we'd flub lines. Kevin would say, do it this way or do it that way. But then somehow, magically, and this is what happens with pros. I'm not saying that I'm responsible for this, but you put it all together and you step up into the moment. And that becomes one of those things where you do get chills. And I'm not claiming that the KMOX Holiday Radio Show gave people chills, but that's what I love about a collaboration like that. It's just so unique and cool.
And another wonderful thing about that collaboration is it breathes life into the idea of these festivals. And as you may or may not know, maybe you've read about this, festivals are beginning to do bad business. The whole idea of these big festivals is beginning to sort of die off because people don't want to stand in the fields. People don't want to pay fairly large amounts of money to stand in the field for a long time and see these acts. But she's making it fresh. She's saying, here, I'm going to give you something exciting, but I have to tell you, I was really moved by the fact that she stepped out of the way and said, I am going to give these elders, these respected elders who earned their place in rock and roll history, I'm going to give them the spotlight. I was very moved by that.
Yeah, I was too. I thought it was really cool, and I appreciated it quite a bit. I know that they were streaming some of the artists, I think, on Hulu last weekend from Lala. I didn't pay enough attention. I do like seeing some of the sets and what these, you know, artists do during music festivals. We have one that's coming up here in St. Louis in a few weeks, the Evolution Festival. Tim, do me a favor. Hang on. I don't want to get too far off the clock because then I get yelled at. We'll come back with a lot more. There's a 50th anniversary of the Fleetwood Mac album from 1975. Ozzy Osbourne passed away. A couple other things to cover with Tim Summer. It's all coming up.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Whenever I have Tim Summer on Talk Music, Tim, we never get to all the topics. So I want to do maybe a little bit of a speed round. I want your thoughts on Ozzy's passing. But the New York Times yesterday had a piece about the 50th anniversary of what's, you know, I think some people might be surprised. It was their 10th album, the Fleetwood Mac album from 1975, which featured this, one of my favorites. Monday morning, you show. And I would say, as good as Rumors is and as good as Rumors was, that album 50 years ago, Fleetwood Mac, was amazing. And I would say just as good, maybe not quite as many hits, but I guess they re-released it on deluxe vinyl and also surround sound remixes on Blu-ray, which I find interesting. It's an excellent, excellent album, and it kind of took Fleetwood Mac in a completely different direction, didn't it?
Yep. Oh, I love this.
As big as Fleetwood Mac were, as big as Fleetwood Mac are, they still don't get their due. Meaning, you have all of these extraordinary albums. I don't think any other band in history, apart from the Beatles, has such a stylistic shift, yet consistent, brilliant music from stage to stage to stage. And of course, and this is going to come up a little bit when we talk about Ozzy, they started out as probably the best electric blues band in rock history.
Yeah.
I think, in my own opinion, even better than Cream or Led Zeppelin, but that's just my own opinion. The music they made in the 1960s, the late 1960s, then they transitioned in sort of a thinking man's folk rock act. And then in 1975, Buckingham and Nix join the band, and suddenly they explode into this intelligent, sort of like almost sort of the place Brian Wilson wanted to be, this intelligent pop machine. And Fleetwood Mac, the first album with Buckingham Nix on it, I mean, the name of the album was Fleetwood Mac. That's the album that was 50 years, that's 50 years old now,
right,
is the one that sets them up, is the first one with Buckingham Nix. And it sets up Rumours, which in turn sets up, to be honest, my favorite Fleetwood Mac album, Tusk, which is a very, very underrated album. But my point here being, really, as acclaimed as they are, they don't get their due. And so I think this is a very, their due as being such a diverse, powerful band that moves from stage to stage, making fascinating music that's not just good, but music that's fascinating. And that's why this is an important anniversary and an important release.
You know, and I always like to throw this in just because I'm such a big fan of the band, but they released a record in 2003 called Say You Will, which I don't think was a particularly big hit, but it is one of my favorite Fleetwood Mac records. And I love Tusk as well, so you're not wrong about that. But let's talk a little bit about this guy. I was never the biggest Black Sabbath guy, like in the 70s, but it was hard to avoid the electricity of just Ozzy Osbourne being Ozzy Osbourne, right?
Let me say two things. First of all, the importance of Black Sabbath, and I don't know if you've ever given this that much thought, but I think it's a very interesting idea. The importance of Black Sabbath is they take heavy metal from being just hard, heavy blues. Think of the music that Led Zeppelin did. Think of the music Queen did. Think of the music Jimi Hendrix did, as much as of an innovator as he was. They did hard, heavy, electric blues. And as I just said, the original Fleetwood Mac were the best heavy blues band of them all. This is bands that did heavy, electric blues. Black Sabbath then changed it into something else entirely. They're the first hard rock band to sort of dispose of the blues roots and turn heavy metal into something else entirely. That's the importance of Black Sabbath. Now, secondarily, and this is really a question for you and even for Sue, how aware were you guys of Ozzy Osbourne before his reality show?
I was relatively, because I was dialed in the early 80s with the music. So, but again, I wasn't like, even if you would go to my album collection that still exists today, I'm not even sure you'd find a Black Sabbath record in that entire stack, believe it or not.
Mine either, but Keishi exposed us
exactly.
This market.
Right, Keishi 95, one of the legendary rock stations on the planet here in St. Louis. I agree with you, Sue, on that for sure.
Because I think one of the interesting things about Black Sabbath and Ozzy Osbourne is Black Sabbath are a wonderful band and an important band, but Ozzy Osbourne rises out of the mist largely because he becomes a public personality because of his pioneering reality show. That makes him a personality above and beyond Black Sabbath. And I think it dwarfs the idea of how important Black Sabbath were. Now, as many people may or may not know or realize, Black Sabbath existed for many years without Ozzy Osbourne. Now, I will admit, I am not in the majority here, but my favorite Black Sabbath albums are the ones they did with Ronnie James Dio singing in 1980 and 81 and in 1992. Those, to me, are the best Black Sabbath albums because Ronnie James Dio is one of the great hard rock singers of all time. And when you put him together with Black Sabbath, you created magic. And I think the myth, and I'm saying that in a happy way, the good myth of Ozzy Osbourne, and I'm not meaning to step on his legacy at all, but I wish that the music that Black Sabbath made with Ronnie James Dio got its due, that it wasn't so dwarfed by the myth of Ozzy Osbourne.
So you had me pull, did you want to talk about The Mob Rules? I don't think I know this song, but you said there was some story involving this song here.
This is Ronnie James Dio.
Okay,
this is,
all right.
One of the great tracks that Ronnie James Dio sang with Black Sabbath.
Did you ever meet Ozzy at all? Tim?
Yes, sir.
Did you ever meet him? Did you ever come across Ozzy Osbourne or not?
Oddly enough, no. Of all the people that I've met, and I've met, well, most of them, including all these people, I've met everyone in Fleetwood Mac except for Lindsey Buckingham. All of the people, I never met Ozzy. And again, I'm not meaning to diminish his legacy. I think Black Sabbath, the most important thing about Black Sabbath, they're credited as one of the inventors of heavy metal, and that's because they're really the people who make the break between heavy metal, hard rock as a blues-based form, and heavy metal as its own animal, as its own riffing tough animal, not connected to the blues.
If I was off when Ozzy died, Sue, but if I was on, and maybe I should still do it, there is a woman here in St. Louis named Lisa Ober. I went to high school with her at Parkway West. And I Googled this because I couldn't remember the time frame. But in July of 18, Jack Osbourne, Ozzy's son, Lisa's an artist, great artist, commissioned a work for Lisa to do a painting of Rocky, Ozzy's dog, and Ozzy. And it's my understanding that it might be at the AKC Museum of the Dog, which is located right here outside of St. Louis. So I remember having Lisa on the show at the time when I was on KMOX, and I bet she'd be a great person just to tell a couple of Ozzy Osbourne stories because it was a very unique, you know, pairing, if you will. All right, a couple more speed topics to get through. Have you checked out the Billy Joel documentary on Max? I've watched part one. I have not watched part two. It's fantastic. I loved it.
I think Billy Joel, because of how commercial so much of his work was, it gets missed that he really was an extraordinary American songwriter, the kind that I think eventually one day will be compared to Paul Simon or compared even to Gershwin, that he's an extraordinary American songwriter. I'm not a big fan, but I recognize that about him, that this is a man who could write the hell out of a song.
Too poppy for you, or what's your deal? What's your issue with him?
I can't put my finger on it.
You
know what it is? You know what it is, Mark? And you'll understand this to someone. I grew up on Long Island, New York, in Long Island. And on Long Island, you heard Billy Joel 24
nonstop.
Billy Joel was to Long Island what Bruce Springsteen was to South Jersey.
Sure, absolutely. Well, here's what's interesting, and I didn't know anything about this. In part one, and this is part one's about, I think, 2.5 hours. It's like a 5-hour documentary. But there's a woman named Elizabeth Weber who was his first wife. They were married from 1973 to 1982, but she basically took control of his career, and she managed him in an exceptional way and is due a lot of the credit for his early success because a lot of those records weren't hitting, and the record company was like, I don't think so. We want something different. And Elizabeth Weber, and there's another interesting story in there. At one point, he's going to work with George Martin, and George Martin says, okay, I'm going to do this, but you have to use Elton's band. Huh. And he says, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to use my band. So he took a stand on his own. I think you'd like the documentary just as a music guy, maybe not as the biggest fan. You'll learn a lot about his early days. I'm guessing, you know, part two will take you into the 80s and Christie Brinkley and all that. But just the background of Elizabeth Weber, she could be a documentary onto her own.
Wow, that's interesting.
I thought it was fascinating. Anything else musically you'd like to cover here this afternoon? We've got a couple of minutes left.
I have a question for you and Sue, which is Sue mentioned Abbey Road before, today being the, I guess it would be the 57th anniversary of the Abbey Road photo shoot. Have you guys ever been there? I have.
No, I haven't. I've been to England a couple of times. I've never been there.
It's one of those things you have to do. Even if you don't have somebody taking a picture, even if you don't have somebody standing across the street with their cell phone taking a picture, it's something you have to do. You have to feel that. You have to go there and go, okay, I am going to walk on that crossing. And what's so funny is every time you go there, there are dozens of people lined up to walk across the street, and the locals hate it because it screws up traffic.
Of course they do. Well, listen, it's great to hook up with you. We always have fun music stuff to talk about. I haven't been listening to as much new stuff, so I have to dig into some newer releases, and Friday's a good day for that. But I would highly recommend, if you have Max, check out the Billy Joel doc, because
I'll tell you something very funny very quickly, which is that in the 1990s, I worked at Atlantic Records in Los Angeles, and after I left, my assistant, a wonderful cat named John, he then went and he worked for Ozzy, and he was Ozzy's assistant for the rest of Ozzy's life.
Wow.
Those stories are fascinating to me. You know, you look at Bruce Springsteen's got the same thing, you know, with John Landau. You have people that became really big influences. And this is impressive about Billy's band, too, because let's face it, there's been ups and downs in a lot of rock and roll bands, but he's been so loyal to his band. And then my friend Mike Del Judas is a guy that joined the band. I got to know Mike, joined the band about, I don't know, 10 years ago. He did and still has a Billy Joel. I think it's you know, insulting to say it's a cover band because it's more than that. But Mike has a band called Big Shot, and Billy and the band brought him into the fold 10 years ago, and he's toured with them ever since. Obviously, now Billy Joel has some health issues that are keeping him off the road. But I would highly recommend the doc. Tim, always great to hook up with you, and for your friendship, I thank you in the last few weeks as well. We'll talk soon.
Okay.
Audio cut of the day is coming up. You know, I have so many stories to tell that have occurred as I've been taking a bit of a leave of absence. Like, I was almost arrested a couple of weeks ago. This is a true story.
I almost got that out of Brad Young, but he wouldn't tell me.
No, I
got
to tell you the story. And it wasn't my fault, okay?
Of course
I
not.
Usually it is my fault, too.
Yes.
But in this particular case, it wasn't my fault. But I think you'll like the story. I had what I will call Charter Spectrum Liberation Day.
Oh.
Finally got rid of that. I mean, remember I told you earlier this summer that AT&T laid fiber cable in our neighborhoods, and they tore up the yards. They did a really good job of repairing the grass, I will say. It doesn't look perfect, but a pretty good job. But so then that's 2 months ago, so the service isn't offered right away. They're trying to do all the lines in the adjoining neighborhoods. So finally, last week, I think it was like a week ago, Monday, I get a knock on the door, and usually when I knock on the door, I'm like, we don't want to. I had one today, actually, from a life insurance company. But this guy's like, hey, I'm Leo with AT&T. I'm like, dude, let's do some business right now. So I switched last Thursday to AT&T fiber.
Yes.
The problem is that I didn't think through some of my technology. I have some fancy technology that didn't automatically click in the way it was supposed to.
Okay.
But I'll tell you more about that on Monday because the sound room is coming out to help me out. But I finally have cut the Spectrum cord. And by the way, when Becky called to cancel, they're like, oh, we'll do this a month and we'll give you this month. Too late. They were not reliable. I lost the service too much.
I know.
Now I'll start bitching about AT&T.
Well,
right?
You will.
Eventually.
That's how
yeah,
it
exactly.
Works.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
All right. You know who Dean Cain is, right? Dean Cain was Superman. Now, he's become a bit of a conservative activist, if you will. And he is going to join ICE, immigration, enforcement. So he's being mocked by the other media. But not by our friend Scott Jennings on CNN.
Having someone like that out touting it, talking about, hey, this is a thing you can do for your government, this is public service, it's going to help them recruit, and they have a bunch of people to recruit.
Scott, it's not 95. Nobody gives a Sam Hill what Dean Cain
does.
May
not, but in the conservative community,
Dean ain't worked in a while. Dean needs the 50,000. That's what got Dean off the couch.
He might not be wrong about that, needing the money, but here's Dean Cain responding to the criticism on CNN.
I think it's funny. They just resort to ad hominem attacks, try to make personal attacks when I'm trying to help support the safety of Americans and our brave men and women of ICE. It's funny to me because I get it on the internet, get all that craziness. Scott Jennings is a national treasure.
Yes.
Love him to death. And he does such a great job dismantling those guys. I mean, like, I'm not getting the 50,000, whoever that guy was. I don't need money. I'm working my tail off. I just finished directing literally 3 days ago another film. I've got one on angel.com that's top 10 that's current right now. I've got three more to shoot this year. That's ridiculous. But they'll do anything they can to tear down people who are trying to do the right thing for Americans.
So in other words, when I said on CNN, he was referring to CNN. He was not on CNN. CNN was ripping him. But good for Dean Cain, and good for Dean Cain saying that Scott Jennings is a national treasure, because we've known that for a while.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.